Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. With us, we have Levi Crawford, one of the players in Katie Smith's fine series. It's now become a series of scripts and soon young adult novels. Anyway, it should be very exciting, but I was just thinking, what is it? You're from Ball State and not communications. You've just passed through some sort of portal, right?
Yeah. I'm a Ball State, actually, I guess, returning freshman, even though I should be a junior. But I went in this past year as they call it theater creations option, which is like a general theater major.
Yes.
And then I passed through the portal, as you said, and re-auditioned and made my way into their BFA acting program.
How terrific. Hey, let's all give them a hand on the set, man.
Woo!
You know, you want to talk about a hard profession. You know, just like, it's just like singer-songwriters, man. They're all just working their butts off, and actors work so hard at what they do. So that's great. That's great. I was wondering if you could act for us today and take over a radio play.
Yeah, I would love to.
I have just been busting at the seams to get back to this splendiferous Mount Olympus studio. The clouds, the blue sky, the white marble. It's a picture-perfect stage for our little show, I must say. Aren't you excited, Athena?
Dear brother Apollo, I will admit I was quite hesitant after our last radio show. You had me so riled up I had to take refuge in my happy place.
Happy place? Where's that?
Oh, the Peabody Library. The smell of the books. The sculptured woodwork. The raw power of the knowledge. You know, they call it the Cathedral of Books because it's just so vast in volume. Volumes. Sometimes I grab an old weathered tome and lay right in the middle of the atrium, facing all of the power of the balconies, completely surrounded by nothing but glorious books.
Heaven to Athena. Come in, Athena.
Right. Anyway, that's all besides the point. You've just been so sweet this week, Apollo. It was like real character development. You were so positive and kind. I really felt as though something had changed in your heart.
Hey, don't go that far. All I did was help Homer shoot the music video for his hit song From No Man to Every Man that he shared in last month's episode.
And that's growth. You've come a long way since your scandal with Hecate, goddess of magic.
She's a talented woman, but she just wouldn't take any direction. No notes, she said. I don't need notes. I'm a goddess. Please. Goddess? Barely. I'm Apollo. I'm one of the 12 Olympians. Ugh, I hate those lesser gods.
Nonetheless, I'm very excited to be back in our sunny Radio Hour studio. The white marble columns really remind me of old Greece. How I miss her rolling shores and intelligent architecture. Oh, people just don't build like they used to. These high ceilings really give you room to think. No wonder there were so many great thinkers. Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, Archimedes.
Greece was good to me, but the West is where it's at. Rock bands, skyscrapers, and best of all, leather pants. So, let's live in the now and forget the past, shall we? Why don't we get things started? Hermes, my boy, give us a glorious welcome back.
Far above the troubles of civilization, soaring like a beautiful eagle amongst the clouds, it's the Mount Olympus Radio Hour, the only show in the world where the gods give their benevolent opinions to lowly mortals. Tonight's host, you know them, you love them, it's the perfect pitch professor and the calculated and cunning curator. Yes, it's Apollo and Athena.
From the mountain of the gods, Athena and Apollo host a radio show.
Get into the sponsors of today's radio show. Coitus, have you seen a baby bird lately? Perhaps an infant deer frolicking in a nearby field? Give your thanks to the god of intercourse and my personal enemy, Eros. And our second sponsor of the night, have you seen a big burning ball of light in the sky? What's that? It's a bird! It's a plane! No, it's the sun, made possible by me, of course, your strong and hunky host, Apollo.
Welcome back, sweet mortals. I so wish you could join us today. Hephaestus put in a lovely stadium this week. It looks just like the Colosseum. We'd love to have you mortals filling the stands, but unfortunately, we must adhere to social distancing.
Which I don't understand, because we're gods. We're immune to everything.
But our guest is not. We care about her safety, listeners. Don't we, Apollo?
Yeah, whatever. I'm also the god of healing, so it really doesn't make any difference, does it? If it gets in the stadium, all I need to do is wiggle my piano player fingers and boom, no pandemic.
Then why don't you just fix this in the first place?
Are you kidding? I gave the world artists and nurses. I am the reason you mortals can sink into a bubble bath at the end of a long day. Candles burning and Michael Bublé softly serenading you. A little bubble with the Bublé. That sounds nice.
Oh, you pampered princess. Mortals, know that I, Athena, goddess of wisdom, actually care to give back to you.
You know what, Athena? The world, my world, would be better off if you goddesses would just butt out.
That is the most callow thing I have ever heard you say. I refuse to entertain it. Let's not waste any more time. Now, without further ado, today's guest is an extremely intelligent and strikingly beautiful woman whom we are very lucky to have today.
Oh, she's possibly the most stylish guest we've ever had. Maybe the most stylish one here. Except for me, of course. I am the most fabulous. Today, I have on a luxurious red pair of slacks. My luscious curls shine and dance in the wind. My blue eyes sparkle and gleam with a mischievous yet kind aura. My muscular calves.
Get over yourself already. You're turning into Narcissus, you narcissist. Please, help us welcome a woman truly ahead of her time, Ada Lovelace.
Lovelace. Oh, it sounds like a poem, doesn't it? Ada Lovelace, Ada Lovelace. Not the prettiest name I've ever heard. That trophy goes to Willem Dafoe, but she definitely makes top 10.
Lady Lovelace, we are so blessed to have you today.
Thank you, Athena. Seriously, it really is such an honor to be on the show today. When I listened to your first episode with Homer, I felt somewhat inadequate. I mean, practically everyone has heard of Homer. He's actually part of mainstream curriculum. Unlike me.
The gods know of your great contributions, Ada. I promise you are completely up to par.
Don't humble yourself, Ada. We're not here to talk to losers. Although Homer was kind of a loser at first. I mean, it's not easy for me to just put my grudges aside.
Let's stay on task, shall we?
Right. What I'm saying is, you're fabulous, you're gorgeous, and you're smartable. No reason to worry.
Excuse me, what is smartable?
Really, Athena? Wow, this is embarrassing. Here's a little English lesson. Smartable. Smart. Able. Able to be smart. Duh. Jeez, and she calls me the dumb one.
Ada, dear, this is your time to shine. Please help me guide the conversation. What is it you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Athena. Being a woman historical figure is not an easy job. It's an even harder legacy to hold. Oftentimes, my work goes discredited or completely uncredited. Men in the current computer industry claim that my close friend and peer, Charles Babbage, is the true author of my work. I love Babbage, but that is simply not true.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Lady Lovelace, but you were 17 when you began work with mathematician Charles Babbage, right?
Yes, I was 24 years his junior, but that wasn't an issue. We were academic peers. I was trained in the sciences and mathematics my entire life. I was born in 1815, so it wasn't exactly easy for me to obtain my education. But lucky for me, my father had connections.
Wait, Wasn't your father the famous poet, Lord Byron?
Yes, but my mother always said poetry was fickle.
Oh, Byron's words make even a sexy god like me want to feel the grips of mortality. The great art of life is sensation. To feel that we exist even in pain. Don't words like that make your heart just want to soar?
Yes, they do, Apollo. Her father is a very talented man.
I wonder who his muse was. Maybe your mother.
No, I doubt that. He was pretty distracted with other romances.
Well, no mind either way. He really was a special mortal. Some of them do nothing with their talents. Be born, rot, die, a repeat. It's so boring, but your father... Now, he could pen some remarkable thoughts.
I think we should focus on our guest, Apollo.
Listen, I'm just giving credit where credit is due. I'm sure little Miss Lovelace, with all her computer jargon, is just fine. But this is one of the greatest literary masterminds of all time we're talking about. A true artist, a great wordsmith, a lover of language, a...
Now, listen here, Apollo.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, yes, she did.
I did not come here to be overshadowed by my own father, who isn't even here, I might add.
Are you talking back to moi? To a god?
As a matter of fact, I am. I have spent far too long holding my tongue, letting my legacy be tarnished, stepped on, and thrown to the dust. Or, gods forbid, my original work's glory is given to a man. I am more than that. I am worth more.
I was going to smite you, but I'm mighty impressed. I love the moxie you hold. Such ferocity, such power. It really is quite alluring.
Are you kidding? She is not going to fall for you. She's great, not because of her looks, but because of her clever mind and courageous heart. Ada, that was incredible. That took guts. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Athena.
I wasn't being misogynistic. I was just trying to say...
I think it's our duty to help you clear your name, Lady Lovelace. Don't you agree, Apollo?
The way I see it, she had plenty of time to clear her name when she was alive. But since we need more content for the episode, I suppose it's fine.
Well, I am considered to be the first computer programmer, even though I lived in the 19th century long before the computer's invention. Charles Babbage, my friend who I mentioned before, had me translate a written transcript written by Italian Prime Minister and engineer Luigi Menabrea. As I translated, I took notes. It turned out to become the world's first computer algorithm. My work became paramount to the initial designing and creation of the computer that mortals like me know and love today.
Wow. That is just incredible, Ada. I'm surprised I never sponsored you, as I so love to do. You see, I find someone brilliant and I help urge them along. However, I don't think you would have needed it.
Well, even today in 2020, scientists and professionals attempt to claim that I had no influence at all, that I was simply Charles Babbage's student and nothing more. I was not his student. We were peers.
I am blown away by you, Ada.
Me too. Specifically the beautiful adorned buns you wear, and the other kinds of buns you possess. What are you doing later, Miss Lovelace?
Oink, oink, goes the sexist pig. She was not invited for you to hit on her. She was invited to tell her story. I will banish you from this studio if I must. Don't test me, brother.
Okay, okay. I'll back off. I'm trying to pay attention. I just get bored. Science is not my thing, Athena.
It better become your thing, or I will send my wise-ass troop on you.
Excuse me?
My battalion of extremely clever donkeys.
Hey, if I just could interrupt this sibling altercation, I would like to encourage listeners out there to continue their education of history past high school. Not just our listeners, but you too, Apollo. I think some heightened knowledge of women's history might serve you well. You see, the modern education system leaves out a lot of women like myself, as well as people of color. The history you were taught is only a small fraction of all the amazing and brilliant humans out there. So next time you're on the computer, don't forget about me. Next time you have a grand idea, don't forget about me. If a young 17-year-old in 19th-century Britain can do it, so can you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, Ada. We are truly lucky to be able to help you tell your story.
I can't believe I got to meet Lord Byron's daughter. Put in a good word for me, will you?
Well, before we go, I'd like to recite a poem I've written, if you don't mind.
We'll see if you can live up to your dad's legacy.
Oh, your childish outbursts don't bother me, Apollo. I call this poem New World Interface. Time has begun to escape me. Life keeps going, tech keeps making, but my legacy seems to slip, slide, and drip through my fingertips. Instead, passed down from skeptical man to skeptical man, twisted and turned in their calluses and curves. Legacy is an island I'll never get to see, a figure confided and pushed aside in the mist of fog and history. Feminists scream history and beg for her story. We fail to see that it is my story, their story, his and her story. Make a list of the women you were taught in school. Does it come up short? Now make a list of the people of color, the women of color you learned about. Does it come up short? The world moves on, and I am not in the least astonished. It pushes through in this high-speed 4G fast LTE universe while my work, my world, my worth is Control-Alt-Deleted altogether. I am not a statistical outlier. This is a skewed algorithm, the overwritten, spoken-over truth of the matter. My truth was hacked. A false Wikipedia page stamped over my history. Men log out of my account and let me log in. Let me code this story, written in binary. This is her genuine glory. I am more than a pretty portrait, more than a poet's daughter or a simple self-starter in need of a male teacher to teach her everything she'll ever know. My tutor was Mary Somerville, a woman smarter than me, elevated and updated my internal software until I shined, a morning prayer spoken over the future of our world. I urge you, listen before you speak. If you are lucky, like a pop-up window, you will hear me. With me, we see a battalion of those unheard. Herd us together and encrypt our stories in the hard drive of your mind, because we, all my forgotten brothers and sisters and me, are the new world interface.
Wow. Lord Byron would be proud. And if he's not, I am. Snaps, snaps, all the snaps. And Ada, I should not have written you off as just a pretty face. I mean, you are one, but you are also so much more. I would like to extend an honest apology.
Thank you, Apollo. Apology accepted. Thank you both for being such gracious hosts and letting me speak my truth. It was an honor. Also, that whole fresco is just lovely. I see what Homer was saying about the glorious fruit.
That's not fruit, it's—
Thank you, Miss Lovelace. Yes, Hephaestus did a wonderful job. We'd like to thank our sponsors one last time. Marriage! Do you have a little romance brewing with a special someone? Get hitched today, brought to you by Hera, goddess of tying the knot. And our last sponsor, the icy grip of death. Have you or a loved one recently passed away? Are you unsure of where to say your final goodbyes? Consider Hades Family Funeral Home, the only one-way ticket to the underworld.
With that, take it away, Hermes.
Thank you all for listening tonight. From all of us here, we leave you with a desire to advance intellectually. Go learn about a new hero or heroine and uncover your history. From everyone here in the studio tonight, Athena, Apollo, Ada Lovelace, and me, your announcer, Hermes, we bid you farewell from the Mount Olympus Radio Hour!
support from Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas, Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.